This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation, seriously. Be part of the solution. You know, you hear me say it. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. It's really what you should be doing. You should be getting information. I mean, a lot of people go running off because they heard, I don't know, they heard from a friend, they heard, they see on, Twitter, other places like that, you know, they get these things and they run with them as if they're the gospel truth. Check them out. Don't just do it, check it out. Find it in two or three. Most of the time, we go looking at two or three different sources. That's how we find it. If we can't find it in one, even if it's being put down or whatever, if we can't find it in one mainstream source, then we usually, not always, but we usually don't run with it. You know, it's that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Dems have just kind of really lost it. This whole, you know, tonight, where they're having their debate forum, whatever, they're attacking each other, and I don't mean kind of tongue in cheek. I mean in each other's face. You know, calling out Biden for, you know, having some memory issues and where he stood on things in past and years gone by. You know what they don't realize is that they keep bringing up the past, talking about the past, yelling about the past. What about their past? Don't you think that's going to come up? That's going to be a problem to deal with, don't you think? And you're really finding out, you know, you want to talk about socialism. The only thing that I think that Biden is doing really well is he's calling his own out on socialism. And so is Tulsi Gabbard. She's talking about them being too much of a socialist. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And listen, let me tell you something. When it gets to the point where Nancy Pelosi walks out from her own caucus, walks away from her own people because she's about had it, you know that they've lost it. You know they're going off the deep end. She was at a press conference, and they're talking about impeachment. They're asking about questions about impeachment. Why? Because all she's been talking about, all the Dems have been talking about, is impeachment. And even there, they're having trouble from within. Not every Dem, matter of fact, not even a majority of them really want to go down the impeachment road. They think it's the wrong idea. They're right, but don't tell them that. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Right, and today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she shut down a press questions about whether the House, can you imagine if Trump shut down questions from the press? What would have happened? Nancy decided to shut down the press questions about whether the House is conducting a formal impeachment inquiry. She said, I'm not answering any more questions about a possible inquiry, investigation, and all the rest of that nonsense. She really got on them, right? The reporters were just trying to ask her about the matter at a press conference, wanted to know what they were going to do, what they were thinking about doing. The original article says that Pelosi's frustration led her to walk away from the podium. She cut the press conference short. She's not done. She wanted the media to focus on the Senate's GOP's refusal to take up the Democratic proposal to expand background checks. When they wouldn't take her fake bait, she walked away. You know, it's my ball, my bat. If you won't follow my narrative, I'm not interested in playing with you anymore. That's kind of what she did. It's the same thing we saw Debbie Wasserman Schultz do today. She had 5 minutes to spew her garbage and thought nothing was going to be said or she wasn't going to be challenged, and she was. AOC needs to, I mean, they all need to be challenged on a regular basis. AOC, I find her so amusing. You know that scene in Goodfellas? When Joe Pesci says, what do I amuse you? You think I've been put here for your amusement? But yeah, I think she has. I think that's exactly what she's good for. And I mean that with all sincerity. No, that wasn't a slip of the tongue. For real, I think that's all she's good for is amusement. She's one of those that I talk about on a regular basis. She's one of those young people who thinks because she has a heartbeat, because she has a thought, and that her parents told her how great she was from the minute she came out of the chute, that everything she says is right. She talks about concentration camps. Couldn't find one if we locked her up in one. She didn't know what it is. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then Beto, the Irish guy who claims to be Hispanic. I wonder if he's related to Dolenzel, Rachel? He seems to be operating the same way. I don't know why he wouldn't. He confirmed tonight he's ready for war against the American people. That's a good way to get elected, right? And he's another one. You talk about white privilege coming from privilege. I mean, he's got it all over him. He's married into money. He has money. The family has money. Talk more about him on the other side of the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, let me know where I'm wrong. Let me know where I'm off. Tell me why I'm wrong. And don't just be a Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
They're going to help. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for the time you're taking on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of my conversation. Right? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, let's have a lot of fun with this. I mean, seriously, other than that, you're going to throw up and get mad. So just deal with me here. Work with my people. All right, so Beto O'Rourke. I mean, nobody really takes him seriously, right? Please tell me that. What's he polling at? Like 0.3% or something? I don't even know. I mean, he was a congressman one time, right? Then he lost the congressional race, ran for Senate, lost that race. Now he's, I don't get it. He is exactly what I'm talking about when I say that generation that thinks Everything's about them. They're so smart. They're so right. If it's a thought between their ears, it needs to be implemented because it's perfect. And you, my friends, you parents of those people, you did that to them. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm trying to get you to think about it. Maybe you can help save your grandchildren. I don't know. I'm hoping. Because I don't want to live... Listen, I don't want to live in a community, a society, where everybody's right. Everybody is sure. Nobody wants to tell anybody they're wrong. Nobody wants to correct their kids. Beto was probably one of those kids in a restaurant that ran up to your table to tell you, hi, how great he is. Listen to me sing. Watch me dance. Right? And you just want to smack him in the head and say, hey, whose kid is this? Right? Take care of your own. He's probably that kid whose parents had to run up and down the aisle in the airplane for the whole 4.5 hours. The one that I used to trip from time to time, hoping he'd shut up. So anyway, in tonight's debate, apparently, he wasn't shy at all about expressing his views on confiscation of American guns. Now, how he would do that, I don't know. I mean that sincerely. How's he going to do that? Is he going to ignore the Second Amendment? Would he ignore the Supreme Court? I mean, they've been known to do it. Right? And he re-expressed himself in the debate that he'll remove firearms from law-abiding gun owners. He wasn't not ashamed of it. He said, somebody asked him, are you proposing taking away their guns? And how would this work? That was George Stephanopoulos standing on a milk cart at the time to get his point across. Right? Because he was, you know, a mandatory buyback program of AR-15s and AK-47s. Where's that money going to come from? It's amazing how fast and furious they're using our money, isn't it? He said, I am. If a weapon that was designed to kill people on the battlefield, right, I'm going to pull those, I will take those away. Now, two things I'd like to say about this. If those people as crazy as you claim they are, and they have bought weapons of mass destruction, you're going to think, what do you think, you're going to knock on their door and say, give me your gun? Yeah, that'll work. And if they're law-abiding citizens and they've never really done anything to warrant you even showing up at their house, other than the fact that they have one of these guns, you don't have a right to take them away. If the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside your body because it was designed to do that, O'Rourke added, that's what I would take away. I don't know of any gun designed for the battlefield, if you would. It's readily available in stores in this country. When we see that being used against children, O'Rourke said, hell yes, I'm going to do it. See, they slid the kid in there. Right? Hell yes, I'm going to do it. You know, I should do a whole show around real gun facts, real gun numbers, gun facts, that kind of thing. We're not going to allow it to be used against fellow Americans anymore. We're done. Now, this is nothing new for him. He was asked earlier in the month if he would implement mandatory buybacks of so-called, what are referred to as assault weapons. I don't know of any gun that's actually made to assault somebody. I want to be really clear, that's exactly what we're going to do, he said. Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government. We're not going to allow them to stay on the streets, to show up in our communities, to be used against us in our synagogues, our churches, our mosques, our Walmarts, or our public places. Hey, Beto, I got a clue for you, okay? So you're going to stop the criminals from getting these guns? How are you going to do that? Because it hasn't been able to be done in Chicago yet. Are you one of those Maronis who thinks that by banning the gun, it'll never show up again? Is that truly what you believe? Putting these people in jail, if you find them with them, that's going to deter others? How's that working out? Hasn't fixed Chicago. Hasn't fixed Baltimore. Well, I would imagine unless they're illegal immigrants, if they say they're illegal immigrants, they'll probably get away with having those guns at home, won't they? I'm sure you applauded what went down in San Francisco, right? With the Kate Steinle murder. That man got off totally scot-free after being here illegal, nothing. He was punished for nothing. He basically was rewarded for killing a human being. Last month, Beto wrote a piece for USA Today. He said, all countries have video games, all countries struggle with mental health, all countries deal with hatred, but only America has more guns than human beings. 390 million firearms in a country of 329 million people, which kill nearly 40,000 people every year, he added. That's why, as president, I would institute a mandatory buyback of every assault weapon in America. Then what? Semi-automatic? You know, O'Rourke has forgotten so much about this country. 40,000 people are killed every year by guns. Right? And I broke these. No, I can't remember them. I have to go back and get the story. But I broke these numbers down. And the amount of people that are, it's amazing how few people are actually, truly, honestly killed by guns without, you know, committing suicide and those kind of things. Americans with AR-15s and those so-called assault weapons, they're not going to just give up their guns. Oh, you guys here for my AR? Yeah, sure, hold on a second. If O'Rourke tried to implement this policy, he'd effectively be declaring war on law-abiding gun owners. Think of that. Right? And the gun owners aren't going to, again, they're not going to just give them up. Because you're not going to protect them. You're not going to protect them. You can't protect them in Chicago. You can't protect them in Baltimore. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking about a host of issues with reporters on the White House lawn as he heads to Baltimore. The president says he may meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un again at some point down the road.
At some point, yes, he will
Certainly they want to meet. They'd like to meet. I think it's something that will happen, and we'll see. But Kim Jong-un, I think something can happen, yeah.
And the 10 Democrats who want to be president debating for a third time, the event going on at Texas Southern University in Houston. It's being sponsored by ABC News and Univision. And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 45 points to close at 27,182. The NASDAQ up almost 25 points. The S&P 500 up almost 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, a lot coming up. A lot we need to talk about. The be American, buy American made. That's really what we should be doing to help make sure that we keep people working. Take a listen. This was an interview I did earlier today with Rose Tennant. It speaks for itself. All right, well, this is a conversation you guys have heard a million times from me. I guess it's not really a conversation because it's one-sided. I'm usually talking at you. Anyhow, Rose Tennant joins me. She is all about be American, buy American made. And, you know, I'm always telling you guys, take a few extra minutes, figure out what is American made. Let's keep let's keep Americans working. Let's keep money in our system. And the way you do that is you go out of your way to figure it out and buy American made. There are great American products in this country. Rose, thanks for joining me.
I don't even need to be on with you. You've got it. You're exactly right. I agree with you 100%. So there, what he said.
Yeah, well, but it's really hard because people aren't. We'll talk about your event in a few minutes, but. You know, yeah. How do you know what's American-made? Because nowadays, they'll tell you it's American-made, but it might have been sent to Mexico or somewhere else to put together, or, it's almost impossible. So what's an easy way or a fairly easy way to find out what's been made or assembled in America?
I think, really, it's up to the consumer to do a little bit of investigating. And a lot of times you can tell by looking at the label, great, but it really is up to us to investigate, and there's a lot of good reasons why. You talked about patriotism. I mean, what more patriotic thing can you do, Joe, than spend your American dollars on American-made products because you want to save American jobs? I mean, because we talked about, you said you can go into a store and pick up just about anything, but the real price of buying cheap, and these imported products oftentimes are, and they don't last a long time, and for the longest time, our society had become this throwaway society, and we never used to be that way.
Yeah.
Products should last longer than they do, but you and I were talking. You said we run into the store, we pick something up real quick. I think we just have to take our time and really consider what it means to buy American.
Yeah. And I agree with you. You know, the products do last longer. You keep the money here in the system. You know, people don't realize that when you buy something that's manufactured in a plant here in this country, you're not just keeping that plant worker employed, right? There are people that maintain that plant. There are electricians, plumbers, carpenters. There's the waitress at the local diner where they're going for lunch in a lot of ways, right? The local mechanic.
Yes.
All those jobs key in on us buying American, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that you're absolutely right. So, you know, because here's something else that I thought was pretty neat. I've been talking to a lot of the manufacturers that are going to be exhibiting at MadeInAmerica.com trade show coming up, and it's October 3rd. We'll talk some more about that in a minute. But as I'm talking to them, they're telling me that they are so hugely dedicated to sourcing their materials for their products here in the United States, that as more and more manufacturers are looking to source those materials here, they're really finding out, Joe, that the price for those materials have become increasingly more competitive. And what I think is really cool is that new businesses are starting to sprout up to meet that demand. So when you have manufacturers who've made a commitment to being American-made, and then they want to source all their materials as American-made, so if there isn't a company already there to supply that need, they're starting new people are starting new companies in order to support that manufacturer and his needs for his product. So it really does work. I mean, it is the perfect circle that we can form here when we make that commitment to American made.
No, I totally agree with you. And as I said, we support so much of our Americans and patriotism, as you say as well. And again, you keep the money in this country. Now, I have had this argument on my show. It's very, very hard to compete when you're talking about products made in Mexico where they don't have unions or the same EPA regulations and. So it is a bit of a challenge at time money-wise. But I'm going to go back to saying what I've been saying. So you spend a few extra bucks for an item. And what that does is it keeps more people working. Let's not be selfish. Let's make sure, you know, all Americans partake in our prosperity. And speaking of keeping it American-made, keeping it in America, you've got a great event going on at the Indiana Convention Center in October. Tell us about it.
We do. I'm so impressed with this. Don Buckner, who's the founder of MadeInAmerica.com, was a manufacturer himself, and he had a very successful business. It was Vactron. He sold that business and decided to do something that he's always wanted to do, and that is support American-made businesses. So this is the first ever trade show for Made in America manufacturers. And so what's really cool is that we're raising awareness so that the consumer can come in. It's like a three-day pass. If you were going to like a home show or something, we have made three-day passes available to consumers, and also it's business to business. But the thing is, we are making people aware, raising awareness for American-made products. We want to highlight those companies that are doing that. They are the backbone of our economy here in this country, and we want to tell their story, and we want to keep the momentum going, because in the last 2.5 years, over 500,000 new manufacturing jobs have been created, and we want that momentum to continue. We were told that couldn't happen. We were told that our America's best days are behind her. I know you're agreeing with me, I can tell, and that the new normal was going to be 1 to 1.5% annual growth. Well, guess what? We put that lie to rest, and I'll tell you what, in this environment, the world, in fact, is taking notice that the words Made in America means something again.
You know, they were wrong again. No, Made in America does mean something, and I think, I think there's a renewed patriotism over the last few years. There's a renewed look at, you know, what makes America, what made, and what makes America great. And I think that's what's going back to it. You know, I've gotten to know this young lady over the last 2 years, just graduated high school, and you know, you were talking about manufacturing, and she was actually upset that manufacturing was going away. It was leaving the country, and her, you know, she had a heart for it. And so she started a STEM program there at her local high school, and she attracts 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 kids at every event and gets them excited about working with their hands, building things, and manufacturing in this country. Go figure.
So impressive. You know, and that's the whole, you know what, Joe, I'm so glad you told that story, because what we forget is that we innovators and entrepreneurs, just like that young lady you talked about, they share a deep-rooted history in our country. Because when you think about even our founding fathers, you think about people who were looking for new opportunities, and they were willing to take risks. And that whole idea of independence was risky business. But you know what? They escaped a culture. culture where all of wisdom resided only in the bloodlines, it was thought. So if you were born to the right family, then yeah, you were going to be a success. Our founding fathers believed there was a genius in all of us, and that the only way to unleash it was to unburden us
right.
from the shackles of us and to present liberty. And that's what this young lady saw something, saw a void that needed to be filled, and she's doing it. She's taking steps to remedy it. That's what I love about this country. And guess what? You can do it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a free country still.
Well,
keep fighting for that. We want to maintain that.
And all the little entrepreneurs, proof. I know a lot of, when I was in the computer world, a lot of little manufacturing shops that, not that we helped get started, but we helped them with their technology, and it made a big difference. So tell people how to get more how do they get more information about the event? How do they find out more information about your organization?
If you have a manufacturing business, I don't care what size it is, we have mom and pop, and we have large businesses who are going to be exhibiting there. We have several hundred.
Don't you love it? I mean, it's always fun when a plan comes together. Anyway, I will put that up on the the technology gremlins are working overtime tonight. It's just amazing. Anyway, I will put her information up on the website. I'll make sure that you've got what you need to be partake of this, to be part of the event. I'm really sorry about that. She had a lot of good information, a lot of good stuff there to talk about. Ma'am, can we get that back? What do you think? I know it's like live radio. It's not like you can fix it or anything, right? Here you go. Let's see if we can get that back.
.com, madeinamerica.com. Our media row. Come on. So we've got all of that, and we've got those businesses we're highlighting. So as a consumer, you might want to purchase a 3-day pass, only $24.95, and come and see what we've got going on as well. All of the information that you would need, whether you're a business or a consumer, would be at madeinamerica.com. madeinamerica.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, listen, I look forward to it. We'll promote it on the show, and we'll check in with you afterward to see exactly how it turned out, what went on. You know what, guys? This is the stuff. We push it on the show. We tell people to get involved and get engaged. Here's your chance to get involved and get engaged if you're in the Indiana area. And even if you're not, got a few extra bucks you want to spend, check it out. Support young people in manufacturing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. Brains and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if the snowflakes of today had to go through all, you know, I watch these little stories that pop up, and so-and-so is guilty, you know, 20 years ago he used a racial slur, so-and-so made fun of gay people 15 years ago, so, I mean, it's just amazing. So, if you went back, and you had to destroy every song, every garment, every picture or painting that could, might, would have had some kind of racial slur, derogatory meaning, hateful aura around it, I think you'd have to wipe out like 2/3 of the world's pictures, music, and other things. It's just amazing. They're trying to create a world where it looked like everything was utopian. Nothing was ever wrong. Good luck to them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. The I meant to hit on this for the day, but I didn't get to it, and I want to get to it because I think it's important. You know, we talk about the watering down of history. You talk about the watering down of history. I get emails from some of you guys when we're talking about what's going on in our schools and in our education system. Now, the New York Times put up a piece, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. So the New York Times put up a piece where they, you know, tweeted out that 18 years have passed since airplanes took aim and brought down the World Trade Center. Today's families will once again gather and grieve at the site where more than 2,000 people died. Now, again, watered down and lies. All right? It was 18 years have passed since radical Muslims who flew airplanes, who only took lessons in those airplanes to specifically fly them into those buildings, took the lives of almost 3,000, another 1,000, 3,000 innocent Americans. But they haven't got the spine to say it. They're afraid. Now, that's not a call to go out and be nasty to every Muslim out there that you know. Right? And, you know, if you don't correct this history now, if you don't correct the history now to, for the younger people, they're not going to know later on what this was all about. Because you have many people on the left that are saying, we deserve this. We brought this on. Yes, many. We brought this on to ourselves. Now, I don't know who wrote this piece for the New York Times. It's a terrorist attack on our soil, attacking innocent people who are simply on their in work, at work, on their way to work. Two problems, right? The death toll was closer to 3,000. You already heard me say that. Rounding down is kind of weird, especially that many. And more importantly, as I said, the airplanes didn't take aim at anything. It was Islamic terrorists that hijacked the planes, that terrorized the people on board that did that. I thought it was bad when Representative Omar gave her description of 9/11. Some people did something, but at least she didn't pretend it just happened by itself with no human intervention. I mean, my God, she gets more credit than the New York Times. That's got to scare you. Although it makes sense that, you know, these people would assume an inanimate object just goes around killing people on its own. You know, look at how they feel about guns, right? Apparently guns come out of a drawer. They go out to the middle of the street and they start shooting people. I've never seen one do that, but they think it does. And then if you think this is passive wording or some clueless intern did this, let's go back to what the article said. Right? I mean, you look at what the article was talking about, what it was in. The, I can't, you know what? I can't even tell you how irritated I am that we let them get away with this. That we as Americans, as grandfathers, grandmothers, uncles, aunts, dads, right? Now, they deleted the tweet, but tens of thousands of people, maybe even millions of people, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people already grabbed a copy of it, and it's flying all around the place. Now, I'm sure Twitter eventually will get around to wiping it out in total, right? And then they tried again. So they wiped it out. They said, oh, let's fix this. They put up another tweet. Said 18 years after nearly 3,000 people were lost, how about killed, 3,000 innocent people killed, right? Families of those killed in the terror attacks will gather at the 9/11 memorial. There'll be a moment of silence. Then the names of the dead, one by one, will be recited. God, they can't just say it. Right? No, really. They can't just say it. What really happened that day? It's just amazing to me. It's almost like, now, if a Christian had done that, or if it was not the Christians had done that, or white supremacists had done it, are you nuts? They wouldn't let this go. You know, as one person says, no, they weren't lost, they were murdered. It was an out-and-out act of planned terrorism to murder as many people. You know, they would have loved if those buildings went down to one side or the other, because it would have taken other buildings, but it would have killed so many more people. The fact that they went straight down, though they were very excited about it, was a bit of a disappointment, I'm sure. And this is why we can't give up. We can never stop. We can never stop making sure that our kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, neighbors, kids. I'll never understand why it's so hard just to lay out the truth in plain, simple English. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. They killed thousands of Americans that day. Islamic terrorists flew planes into the Twin Towers and killed almost 3,000 innocent Americans that day. I mean, we go through a whole list of things that have gone. Timothy McVeigh, a sick, crazy American terrorist, if you would, killed hundreds of innocent Americans and a bunch, I don't remember the number, and I'm sorry, of little kids, right, that were there that day. There was no reason for that. Those kids didn't do anything. They weren't part of any special group that was being groomed to do something nasty and wrong. You know, and again, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see if I have, I'll do this one. I was going to save this one, but I'll do it anyway. This is an article in Fox News. And when I read it, I said, you know what, with all the stuff going on in the news, in our lives today, this is exactly why this is going on. This is a big reason behind this. You have been taught now for decades, you don't need dads. You don't need male influences in the house. We have Monopoly games now that are catering to females. We have movies where male heroes are now being flipped to female heroes. And look, I have a lot of strong women in my life. I love it. I think it's wonderful. I never told either one of my girls, you know, you can ask them, not that they would answer you, but I never told either one of my girls that they were just girls. Matter of fact, one of my daughters will tell you, she used to try to use that. I used to get livid with her. What do you mean you're just a girl? I don't even understand what that means. And I would force them to do better because they could. Didn't matter whether they were up against a male or another female, they could do better. That's what the male in the household does. The male in the household, look at, I am speaking because we've had those experts on the show. We're the ones to poke and prod. We're the ones to try to make our kids do more, do better, not be afraid. Moms are the nurturers. That's where the kids get, you know, the kindness. Not that dads can't be kind. You know what I'm saying. Right? Those soft moments. Those moments of assuring your child that everything's okay. You both play roles in the family. Two men and two women together in one household. And listen, if girls are more susceptible, and I'm just... you know what? Come back tomorrow. Because I'm going to do this story tomorrow. I'm not leaving this one alone. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in Real Side on GCN Live and so many other outlets. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can check out the stations, the times, and the outlets that we're on all across the country. And if we're not on a station in your area, feel free to call the radio station. What is wrong with you people? Why aren't you playing this show? And I appreciate you. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for supporting the show. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.